This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. The home of the binary trigger, the home of the Reformation line, the home of Providence. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Donald Trump is a deviant. Hold your horses. There's no argument about this. On that, the Democrats and the Never Trumpers and the Trump supporters all can agree. And by deviant, I mean that he is deviating from the accepted norms. I don't mean that in a bad way. That's actually the best thing about him. Now, whether you see this as a good thing or a bad thing is a matter that might be worth, you know, a little consideration. But he's different. He is a different kind of animal. We haven't seen the likes of him since, you know, I don't know. I don't think we've ever seen the likes of him. His deviancy threatens the left because it shows people there's another more direct way to get things done than the mutated and metastasized puffery that's practiced by the powdered wig disciples of a process of indirect diplomacy straight out of the perfumed courts of the 18th century Europe. It's a problem for the left due to the pseudo-realistic world they have created. And they've trained generations of prepubescent progressives. It is a world in which they should expect to live. Case in point, I was talking about last night, Tesla. Tesla. It's a world where if, you know, if you're a female but you think you're a man, you're a man. If you're a man, you think you're a woman, pop, you're a woman. It's a world where any of us can identify as anything our deluded little minds can conceive, and society as a whole is not only expected to accept that choice, but we have to celebrate it. Break out the champagne. It's a world where the weak beta males establish the boundaries for masculinity and butch masculine females are expected to be the alpha. In the Marvel comic and cinematic universes, Doctor Strange can create this mirror universe where sorcery can be practiced without changing the real world. And that's where the progressive sorcerers live. In the mirror universe. So it's really great that this world that they have created is actually a mirror creation that's not real. Trump inhabits a world where people are plain spoken, and every time he opens his mouth, there's consequences. He knows this every time he tweets. He knows this every time he says something. And he's doing this as this is all misdirection. This is all misdirection. Getting out there right now and listening to anybody saying, well, Donald Trump is polling 14 points behind Joe Biden. Well, who cares? Joe Biden is not the nominee. And haven't we heard polls on Trump before? Yeah, I think we did, right? Yeah, right up to 9 o'clock, November 8th, 2016, we were hearing all these polls. I'm not surprised that he told Mexico to straighten up and respect our borders by respecting theirs. That's what a serious person would do. Nobody has time for the parenthetical comment directed at third parties in the hope that the real target decodes the message, hears the message, or even knows it's for them. Now, Trump has been a businessman for a very long time, and he's flirted with a bunch of bankruptcies. Some people look at that as a negative, but bankruptcies exist in the real world. In the private sector, bad decisions and unexpected conditions have consequences. Consequences of those who have spent a lifetime in government, like Joe Biden or Bernie Sanders, will never experience, and because if there are people, there are always taxes. And Rand said, a businessman cannot force you to buy his product. If he makes a mistake, he suffers the consequences. If he fails, he takes the loss. A bureaucrat forces you to obey his decisions, whether you agree with him or not. The more advanced the stage of a country's statism, the wider and more discretionary the powers wielded by a bureaucrat. If he makes a mistake, you suffer the consequences. If he fails, he passes the loss on to you in the form of heavier taxes. It's not just that progressives and never-Trumpers hate the president personally, and they do hate him with the heat of a thousand suns. It's that he bends a line of progression toward a world that for 50 years they assiduously worked to create and control, and he bends it at a 90-degree angle. The problem here is that Trump is used to doing things. He's used to starting them, making sure they happen, and then seeing them through and moving on to the next thing. When you are building skyscrapers and hotels and all the other stuff that he has done in New York City, for example, you are walking multiple tightropes at one time. You're balancing multiple spinning plates at one time. You have to deal with all kinds of commissions and bureaus and associations and all this other stuff. You got to go see the unions. You got to, you know, your help is unionized. You got to be promising to do this or that. You may be looking at a tax break, or you may be looking at being taxed to your eyeballs. You got to go through all of that to put up a building in New York City. That's just a fact of life. And Trump does it. He starts it. He comes in ahead of time and under budget. That's not the way this is supposed to work. How many times have we been told, well, there's a problem at the border? How many times about that? How many times have we been told, well, we need to do something about the judiciary? How many times have we been told, well, the deep state is a new thing. That's a new dynamic that came of age, or came to light in the era of Trump. I know it's been there for quite some time. For those of you right now that are gun owners and you are dismayed by Trump, and I've seen a lot of people writing about how he may be this and how he may be that, I'm just going to point this out. Name guns that he's gone after. Not the bump stock, not the offhanded, not off the cuff. See, he works with misdirection. All the time he works with misdirection. If he says something to Piers Morgan, they're already essentially banned already. Don't we know this already? Let's not get too frothy over something that isn't even a thing just this minute. We got a pretty good thing going right now. Some with a little maneuver room. The left doesn't. They've got a bunch of drones. They've spent so much time indoctrinating in government schools that when the president exposes the lie of the progressive mirror universe, what are they going to do? Who are they going to listen to then? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Five and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guarantee. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Flockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. FlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at FlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. FlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCKANDLOAD at Franklin Armory.
FranklinArmory.com.
Check them out. FranklinArmory.com. I believe it was famed physicist Albert Einstein who once quipped that the pure definition of insanity is to continue to do the same thing and expect different results. Right now I'm pondering the mania at the California Democratic Party Convention where candidates like Hickenlooper and Delaney were booed for not being stuck on stupid. Or at least so it hit me. What manner of person would accept to follow a philosophy of governance that always, always abjectly fails? It's a proven fact. Even worse, it is an ideological belief that depends upon violence for its implementation. This week, is the 30th anniversary of Tiananmen Square. But we don't have to look that far, back that far. Just turn on the TV and take a look at what's happening in Venezuela. How very interesting that we do not see much coverage of Venezuela on the leftist progressive media outlets. How odd that we've never heard of London's mayor condemning Hugo Chavez or Nicolas Maduro as threats to democracy. Has anyone heard little Sadiq Khan say anything about the murder and torture and internment camps or religious minorities being run by China's emperor for life, Xi Jinping? Just the other day, I saw something that popped up about Austin, Texas. Deemed the San Francisco of the South is the new model for the Lone Star State. And some people responded to that. As written at The Hill, during the Democratic Party convention that took place over the weekend in California, candidates not hewing to today's progressive manifesto were loudly booed. John Hickenlooper, former governor of Colorado, was jeered by the leftist audience when he dared to say that socialism is not the answer. Similarly, former Maryland Representative John Delaney was heckled for saying that Medicare for All is actually not good policy, nor is it good politics. That apostasy led the boss, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, to chastise Delaney for this awful untrue line and to tell him to please sashay away from the Democratic primary. Turns out that the Democrats may champion free health care and free college, but they don't like free speech, even from the mouths of some of their own. But the most astonishing thing about the progressive free-for-all that took place in and around San Francisco was not the obvious distaste for debate or the total lack of tolerance. It was that nobody addressed the elephant in the room, namely that the city and the state are a mess. The quality of life in California is in free-fall, thanks to leftist policies, exactly like those the candidates want to impose on the entire nation. Did any candidate notice the squalid tent cities and the human waste fouling the streets of what was once one of America's most beautiful cities? Did anyone pay attention to the rising crime rate and soaring cost of living, or the net exodus from the high-tax state, especially by the millennials? From 2007 to 2016, California saw its population shrink by 2.5%, losing a net 1 million residents. According to a poll taken earlier this year by Edelman Intelligence, 53% of Californians are considering leaving the state, up from 49% the year before. Among the millennials, the figure is 63%, which is a response that makes New York look downright popular. Out-of-control housing costs is one reason so many are thinking of quitting the Golden State. High taxes is another. In 2018, California boasted the highest marginal tax rate in the U.S. at 12.3%, with an additional 1% slapped on those making $1 million or more. The majority of people moving to California are migrating from the other high-tax locales like New York, New Jersey, and Illinois. Obviously not knowing better, or maybe this is some bizarre manifestation of the Stockholm Syndrome. And this is what the left wants for Austin, Texas. This is what they want for all the states. California Governor Gavin, he of the great hair, Newsom, who when confronted about these little inconvenient facts about the potential disease outbreaks due to the homeless scourge, he decided to say how proud he was of the diversity in California. While Dr. Drew Prinsky is talking about typhoid outbreaks, Newsom responds with the same old tired blather about diversity. For those of you that are splitting, why is it you take your uber leftist policies to successful states like Nevada and Arizona and New Mexico and Colorado and elsewhere? Why would anyone come to a state like Texas with their incredible growth and want it to model it after Austin, which is the self-acclaimed modeled after the failure called San Francisco? But here's the five D's that describe the mentality ideology of the progressive socialist left. They are delusional. You got Joe Biden, who thinks he walked with Martin Luther King. You got Senator Richard Blumenthal, who believed he was in Vietnam. They are deranged. You could look at the example of Antifa or any progressive socialist protest, and the leftist reaction to facts only gives witness to their derangement. Then we have the Bush and Trump derangement syndromes, and who could ever forget those faces on election night? Safe spaces and puppies all around. They are devious. The whole concocted Russia collusion thing, enough said. They are dangerous. There's a common theme among the progressive socialists. They want to disarm the populace. The hunger for power, control, leads them to the tactics of threat, intimidation, coercion, mandates, and violence to implement their ideological agenda. And they're dumb. And that's the most revealing. I do not need to say any more. As Einstein defined it, as insanity. Progressive socialism is just dumb, just plain dumb, unless you seek the collective subjugation of free people. Then it's good to go. There's no wonder that progressive socialists would come up with the idiocy called Common Core. It's just dumb. And there you have it. And there you have the five D's of being a leftist. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders is leaving the White House at the end of the month. That's according to President Trump in a tweet. The president also says that she'll be returning to her home state of Arkansas and adds he hopes that she runs for governor. Sanders has been serving as press secretary since the summer of 2017. President Trump spoke about the First Step Act at the White House on Thursday, where he says it's important to give former prisoners a second chance in the workforce.
America wins when citizens with a criminal record can contribute to their communities as law-abiding members of our society. When former inmates come home, the single most important action we can take is to help them find a really, really good job where they love the job, they want to go there, and they're making a lot of money.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is pointing the finger at Iran for attacks in the Gulf of Oman. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Ken here from Income Store. I needed to take a minute just to brag on our almost 200 amazing employees. In 2009, we changed our tagline to, "We can grow any business in any industry at any time." The world trusted us and helped us become a five-time Inc. 5000 honoree. Our 200 employees have done two major things at the same time. We manage 1,800 money-making websites and over 260 e-commerce sites for our client partners across the globe. 34% of Americans visited one of these assets last year. But at the same time, these amazing employees have stopped their life every single week and recorded videos and podcasts of exactly how we grow these digital assets. If you're looking to figure out how we do it, just go to door number one. It's free. You can study thousands of hours of material on how to grow your business. If you have money but no time, go to door number two. It's a bit pricey, but our managed services are absolutely incredible. You got to check out IncomeStore.com. Our 200 employees are absolutely amazing.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on. Goodness. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, Al, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Does anybody remember 2013 when you couldn't find nothing? You couldn't find no ammo. You couldn't find no magazines. You couldn't find no guns. The base models of every AR-15 out there, and I don't, you know, barely even mil-spec, were being bought as fast as they could be made. And then as soon as they were bought, then they were turned around and sold for 7 or 8 times what somebody would pay for them. Do you all remember that? So let's, during the entire time, sometime in 2013, Barack Obama had already had 100 million plus NICS checks occur during his presidency, which lasted another 3 years besides that, right? So Barack Obama sold lots and lots of guns. No gun control was ever enacted under Barack Obama when he had, none that counted. When he had both houses of Congress, he squandered all of that because they were writing books back then about how there'll never be another Republican majority. Which, that they forgot to take into consideration what happens when you have leftists running the country. So they got themselves some Obamacare, which of course is just about gone now. And they never pursued gun control. But in 2013, after Sandy Hook, That was when, in 2012, after Sandy Hook, that's when Joe Biden got out there and said, we're going to be looking at doing something in the executive branch to take care of this. And, of course, then the frenzy began. And, I mean, it was not till later in 2013 that it finally let up a little bit. I did not pull a trigger in 2013 at all, just because I was not going to waste my ammo, because I knew that if I did, I wouldn't be able to find anymore. So I didn't shoot at all for that year. Well, segue to now. And coming out of this, the Democrats and everybody was looking at the gaggle of people up there wanting the Republican nomination. Now, the difference, I think, in the Republicans that were trying to get it, there was quite a few people that actually could be president, in my viewpoint. And there was quite a few that I hope are never president. But that's beside the point. The fact is that Donald Trump got the nomination. Now, I knew when that happened, the thing that I was looking at was that Hillary Clinton's events that she actually went to, nobody was coming to those events. When you don't have enough enthusiasm, Hillary Clinton went to a Democratic thing where there was a speaker, there was like an inner chamber where she was going to speak, and it had like 30,000 Democrats out there on the floor. And when she went in there, they had less than 200 people come in there to listen to her speak. I mean, that is a serious enthusiasm gap. She was not campaigning well. All the places she believed this whole blue wall thing about all the states that, you know, can't be taken, that ensures that she's going to get the nomination. She believed it. Trump may have believed it. Lots of people that I know believed it. Gun retailers and distributors believed it too. Which brings us to now. United Sporting Companies, a large firearm distributor, which is the parent company of something called the Ellett Brothers, which is right here in South Carolina in Chapin County, has filed for bankruptcy protection this past Monday. And they plan to liquidate, hurt by falling sales after Trump was elected and as Dick's Sporting Goods, Inc. began moving away from firearms. They own Ellett Brothers, which is embroiled in a lawsuit over allegations that the parent company drained it of cash. They also bought some of the remaining assets of bankrupt distributor AccuSport a year ago. And they made a big bet based upon the outcome of the 2016 election. According to Bloomberg News, firearms distributor Uniting Sporting Cause loaded up on guns ahead of the 2016 U.S. presidential election, expecting a surge in sales that would likely follow the election of a Democrat. Those were probably AR-15s. So, and then Hillary Clinton lost. And this is being characterized as a decline, but the problem is it isn't a decline. We've got more. April and May were the two biggest months ever for NICS checks. More handguns are being purchased, like I pointed out. More handguns are being purchased and more long guns are not being purchased. But that's because in 2013 and 2014 and 2015, everybody was in a buying frenzy of these things. People were putting them on credit cards. So after a while, the market became saturated. Then the market cratered, and everybody was watching it crater. We were all watching it crater. But what they were counting on was another scare. So their LLC is apparently in Delaware, which I'm familiar with why people have those there. So they filed Chapter 11 bankruptcy on Monday. And when Trump emerged victorious, United posted lower than expected sales as well as high inventory carrying costs because they bought so much stuff that they were counting on just flying off the shelves. Now, when you go to a gun store that maybe carries Glocks or pick any name brand. When you go to the distributor and you want to be a dealer for this, They'll let you do it, but you have to buy minimums. Like, if you want to carry CZs and you're really high on the CZ P320, well, you got to buy various models of the P226. You got to buy various models of the P225. And then you'll get some P320s and everything else. But the things that you can really move, you're not allowed to just buy them in bulk. You got to buy all the things they want you to buy in order to get a price to where you can sell them and make a profit and not be higher than everybody else. These guys were counting on the Democrats taking power. And they were not prepared for business as usual, which business as usual is still going up. But they had such a glut of things that they expected to have to sell, just as fast as they could get them in there. They carried them on inventory for so long that it caught up with them, you know. Here it is 3 years later, it caught up with them. And now they're going down. They're going down. I don't know what's going to... Ellett Brothers will still be around, Ellett Brothers, but they're not going to be as big a company as they... But they've been a giant company. Every gun dealer I know has dealt with Ellett Brothers. So, I don't have a problem saying this, though. This company was betting on the Democrats winning, and they were betting on a buying frenzy, which would have meant they were betting on gun control being imposed. Okay? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Direct mail that's on target.
Staples Direct Mail Service can help you design your direct mail and open the door to new customers.
Bring in your own mailing list, or we'll help you build one based on location or demographics. We can handle everything from prep to delivery.
And now, get 20% back in rewards on your color printing. Direct mail, banners, presentations, and more.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store.
And 6/22/19, in-store only. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/20back for details.
This is Stacy on her motorcycle.
What an incredible view!
And this is Stacy off her motorcycle.
Does this have sucralose in it?
On her motorcycle.
Oh, the wind in my hair!
Off her motorcycle.
It's pronounced etc., not etc.
On.
Woohoo! Yes!
Off.
No.
You're better on your bike. And with basic policies starting at $75 a year, quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Man, I got to do something about this. I got three clocks in front of me, and all three of them are different. Going to have to break down and buy that atomic clock. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. This past April, Columbine was 20 years old. The Columbine attack happened 20 years ago. The 20-year anniversary attracted a lot of media attention and was the source of endless tweeting and other blather about the anti-gun community as opposed to our as America's sick gun culture, you know. But the shooting spawned a cottage industry of people who are obsessed with the tragedy, you know. So much so that schools had to deal with a sick kind of tourist. People who are interested or infatuated even with what happened there to the extent that they visit the school unannounced. Which is, you know, still a school, and they create a potential security issue. An NPR report describes the phenomenon. Columbine High School has a gravitational pull for these sorts of individuals. That's what Jefferson County Public Schools Superintendent Jason Glass wrote. Most of them are there to satisfy curiosity or a macabre but harmless interest in the school. For a small group of others, there is a potential intent to do harm. And case in point was Sol Pais. She was the Florida woman who traveled to Colorado for the 20th anniversary of the shooting, made threats, bought a shotgun before committing suicide. It is so bad that as a result of the continued interest and the magnetic attraction of the building that seems to have for a certain type of individual, the Jefferson County School District is considering demolishing the building and rebuilding it. Now, this idea has sparked a backlash from some survivors of the shooting who say part of their healing process involves revisiting the site, and whereas some longtime faculty, including the former principal, are leading the charge for the school's destruction in the meantime. The debate has launched searching questions in Columbine that communities across the country have wrestled with regarding what to do with a place that induces these kinds of bad memories. Coming from the AP, authorities in a Colorado community are gauging support for demolishing Columbine High School and rebuilding it nearby. In a letter Thursday, Jefferson County School Superintendent Jason Glass says the school building has remained a source of inspiration for people with a dark interest in the 1999 shooting that killed 12 students and a teacher. In April, a Florida teenager who authorities say was obsessed with the shooting and may have been planning an attack in Colorado just ahead of the 20th anniversary was found dead in an apparent suicide. They also released an online survey to assess community support for a ballot measure, earmarking $60 million to $70 million for a Columbine construction project. Preliminary ideas include preserving the library built after the 1999 shooting and incorporating it into a new school building. Mr. Glass says that the number of people trying to enter the school or trespassing on its grounds reached record levels this year as the community marked the 20th anniversary of the massacre. You know, they demolished Sandy Hook, too. Sandy Hook Elementary School. The only reason that I would go to one of these places would be to see the interior. Not because I'm looking for signs, but just to see what the environment was like where something like that happened. How open was it? How long were the hallways? How many different kinds of places could there have been where somebody who was armed could have done something? That kind of thing, just from a tactical after-action review sort of curiosity. Some of this other stuff, though, is nonsense. So we'll see. We'll see how that comes out. We'll watch and see how that works out. Now let's move, shall we, to presidential politics. Joe Biden told an audience in Ottumwa, Iowa, Tuesday that his White House would cure cancer if he beats Trump in 2020. I'm sure that's where the poll spike happened. He said, to applause, "I've worked so hard in my career that I promise you, if I'm elected president, you're going to see single most important thing that changes America. We're going to cure cancer." First, he's teaching Detroit's illiterate single moms the easy peasy part of computer coding, and now he's promising to conquer cancer. And I'm so glad that we have good old Joe, you know, otherwise cancer might never get cured. Just buy a shotgun. Apparently, there's nothing that can't be done if the voters put Joe on the job. I don't know why we didn't think of this earlier. And speaking of jobs, Joe Shotgun Biden actually has been on the job of curing cancer as President Obama's cancer moonshot guru, as well as in leading a foundation in a private capacity. According to the Washington Examiner, during his stint as vice president, Biden oversaw the Cancer Moonshot Initiative of the Obama administration. During his final State of the Union address, Obama announced the program that resulted in a report outlining recommendations for funding and areas to focus research. After his term, Biden oversaw the Biden Cancer Initiative, dedicated to cancer prevention and research, until he stepped down from the organization immediately after he announced his run for president. I got no issue trying to cure cancer. That would be stupendous to cure cancer. But how did his efforts work out? Somehow cancer's still around. And he's been doing it for quite some time. The only thing I think we can bet on is that his foundation, the size of the federal cancer bureaucracy, did get bigger with Joe in the saddle. Sort of like a metastasizing tumor. What's stupid about this whole claim is that presumably Joe Biden, having been affected by cancer based on the death of his son, Beau, would know very well that cancer can't be cured by government or anything like that. Fact one, presumably he would know fact one in cancer research, is that no one knows what causes cancer, a disease of cell mutation, which is why a full cure for every kind of cancer is so elusive. No one knows why some people get it and others don't. There's some indicators which seem to contribute, like smoking, but even those don't explain why someone such as writer Kathy Sipe could die of lung cancer without smoking a single cigarette in her entire life. He would also, you know, presumably, he would also note that significant progress has been made as things are now, and there's no conservative conspiracy to halt cancer treatment or cures. Conservatives are some of cancer research's top supporters. In fact, many kinds of cancer are being cured, but not by government, but by talented medical practitioners on the frontiers of knowledge. No insertion of Biden into the matter is going to make a difference on any of this. We already know that what inserting Biden does to the cancer cure situation based on his past roles, because he's been in it and nothing's happened yet. And yeah, of course, curing cancer is going to take resources, but mainly it takes medical brains. It takes volunteers with precisely the right profile for experiments. It takes a certain amount of luck. And none of that is anything that Joe Biden can affect, whatever his grand claims. So merely throwing government money at the problem has been done many times before. And here we are. But we do see a pattern in this grandiose claim, quite comparable to his claim to have taught single moms to code, almost as if his godfather's Al Gore, who claimed to have invented the Internet. Since Biden knows enough not to offer a socialist utopia, he's offering wilder stuff, such as his promise to cure cancer, demonstrating that only his ego is the limit. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows. Microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right, and now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30, sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.